Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we have an all-pundit show with Cheryl Blomstrom, Bob Lucy, and Alex Goff, and he's got an endorsement. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going this day, and Cheryl Blomstrom joins us, the political analyst. Alex Goff is a Democratic National Committeeman, and Bob Lucy is the Vice Chairman of the Washoe County Commission. Pleasure to have you all here. First thing I wanted to ask you, Alex, was your thoughts on Bernie Sanders and how he's going to deal with being in the race, or does he at some point go, you know, because he's already slowing down, but does at some point he say, I need to release myself from this?
You know, it's it was striking, you know, the fact that he had a heart attack, and then, you know, the fact that he's come back so quickly to making public appearances. He's not on the campaign trail yet. It's very concerning for me. I would want to make sure he's healthy and make sure he's able to return to this. You know, he serves the people of Vermont first and foremost. And so, you know, it was quite the shock. You know, and so I don't know what this means for his campaign. It was certainly not something you would want happen in the middle of it. And so first and foremost, I just hope he's healthy, able to continue the work that he does as a U.S. senator.
Well, I had a heart attack in 1994. And, you know, the first thing that you do is you go into cardiac rehab, which teaches you how to eat and how to exercise and move forward with your life. It's a six-week process after having a heart attack before you're back to normal. The basic thing they tell you is, you know, go lay on a, you know, if you feel like taking a nap, take one, whether you're a napper or not. So I think that for Senator Sanders, the first thing he should be concerned about is his own health. And I think it's crazy to move forward with a presidential campaign. And I don't see how in a general election, if he were to be the winner, which potentially he certainly could be, that he would have the stamina to go on what needs to be done, and then beyond being the president.
I don't disagree. I mean, you look at the rigors of the job of being a federal senator and the time and energy they just have to put into that and being on the Hill and making sure. But then you throw into that running a national campaign and touring this the country and maintaining. And right after a major medical incident like that, I just don't see, you know, Senator Sanders coming back from that in a viable effort that he can come back with the vigor needed to really move this. Because remember, I mean, while I was out of town recently, there was seven Democratic candidates running for the Democratic nomination here in the state of Nevada. And when you have that kind of competition every day, running for that top seed, you're going to need to be at the top of your game. You're going to be out there and really pushing and pounding the pavement and talking to these people. And, you know, he's got a full-time job in Washington, including this. And I just don't see Hugh coming back from a major incident like that.
Sure.
I agree. And I think his health, as you know, is the most important thing that he has. He has that and whatever length of time he has left in his life. That's what he owns right now. And to sacrifice that on something as quixotic as this particular race, and then 4 years of presidential stress. We have seen, I have paid attention, I think, because I'm getting older, people age in that office. Barack Obama came into that office with a full head of very dark hair, and he left that office silver. I mean, it ages you in amazing, I think, very negative ways for your physical health.
Okay, so I'm going to just throw in, playing devil's advocate here, that all these people are aging in their 4 to 8 years in office. And so the gray hair may be just a function of the fact that they're getting older. You may disagree with me, but I mean, I think that that's a reality.
I actually do disagree with you, because I think, I'm going to use Barack Obama again as an example. He came into the office as a relatively young man.
Right.
And he left as a vital man still, but fully and completely gray. George W. Bush did the same thing. He came in a vital man, and he left an old man.
All right, so then that brings us to the next topic, which is ageism. You know, we're looking at candidates here that range from 70 to 78, a president who's running for re-election who's 73. Where do you see, let's start with the Democratic Party, where do you see the Democratic Party going here? Do you think that there is going to be a split between those that want a younger candidate, somebody who's going to lead the next generation, or do you think that an Elizabeth Warren, for example, who would, you know, be appearing to rise to the top here along with Joe Biden, whose numbers have fallen a little, but is also, 76, that the party is going to be looking younger, or are they content with the fact that somebody may be close to 80 by the time they would complete two terms?
So, I mean, I think you would do hear some of the desire to have someone new or fresher face, but I think the overwhelming thing that you hear is someone who is prepared with how to lead this country into the future. There's a lot of concern about the decisions that President Trump has made throughout his administration. And so what they want is someone who's going to be prepared to go in there and run an efficient government and be able to direct this country in a way that they believe it should go. Last weekend or 2 weekends ago, we had Mayor Pete Buttigieg here, who is closer to my age range. And, you know, he's a young, fresh, dynamic candidate who's been seeming to catch on a little bit in some circles. And so, you know, the age thing I think is an issue, but not as much as the direction our country is going in.
Okay, and so, you know, you're a Republican. As you look at this, you know, you have a president who has around 40% popularity rating and a very strong 40%, but he's also 73, has been defined as obese at this point, so right. His health is an issue as well. Where do you see this sitting?
You know, I feel myself in a different place in the sense that, you know, obviously health plays a major role in being able to actively work in that job. However, I think when you talk about age and health as it pertains, you need life experience. From my experience in an elected office and as a Republican, I believe, you know, President Trump has done a decent job in the role with his health issue. I mean, with his age, with his health, because his life experience has helped him along the ways. And so I think, and remember, it's not just the president, but the staff too. I mean, it's the people that you surround yourself with that really are helping you carry forward a message. And really, I mean, you're really the big thinker. However, it's the people that you surround yourself, the staff, that are really going to carry forward the message. So you may be that 70-year-old individual. However, if you're including yourself with, you know, the 40s and 50s, they're giving you the information that you need to carry forward any kind of message and carry forward out your initiative. So I think it really, age may play a role, but it doesn't. And from my standpoint, it does not. You know, for me.
And we have a great example. And forget Republican or Democrat, but just the person, Senator Reid, is 78 going on 79, still working through pancreatic cancer. Yeah. And yet, I've never seen anybody more active in party politics at this moment in time than Senator Reid.
And confined to a wheelchair and still incredibly busy and active and vibrant and very much engaged, very much, I believe, controlling some of the way the Democratic Party works in the state of Nevada and has for years.
And I believe working to control some of the way the National Democratic Party works as well.
Do not disagree.
Alex, you had mentioned as a tease coming into the room that you had an announcement you were going to make today, and I would like to give you this opportunity to share that.
Well, thank you, Sam. I'd like to announce my endorsement for Senator Elizabeth Warren for president.
Okay.
I think at this time, as I had mentioned earlier, that I think that what America needs is a strong direction. And I think when she discusses big structural change, I think for a lot of these problems, that's what's going to be needed to address some of these issues. And then also, I think that her focus on plans, where she has in the box ready to go a lot of ways to attack the issues, but also her history of setting up and creating the Consumer Protection Financial Bureau, I think that this resume will allow her to make a good president.
And why her rather than Bernie or Joe Biden?
So, I mean, you know, I looked at more candidates than just that as well. You know, I've been fortunate enough in my position to talk to a number of candidates.
Yeah, almost all of them.
And so, you know, why Senator Warren? Like I said, I think it's the track record. I think that it's her ability to get things done in government. As when she set up the Consumer Protection Financial Bureau, she was simply an educator at that point. She wasn't a lawmaker, and she was sent to D.C. And I think for some people who don't live in the D.C. bubble, like all of us at the table, sometimes it's frustrating, sometimes it seems maddening, and she was able to go and be effective. I think she's been effective as a U.S. senator as well, and so I think that those are the reasons why I've decided to support Elizabeth Warren.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll get some differing opinions, I would imagine, on this topic. We'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show with a great lineup. Alex Goff is here, the Democratic National Committeeman, who has just announced his endorsement for Elizabeth Warren. Cheryl Blomstrom is a political analyst, and Bob Lucy is the Vice Chairman of the Washoe County Commission. And I come to you and say, okay, Alex is endorsing Elizabeth Warren. You like her, you don't like her. And what's the fight going to be if she were to be the nominee?
Well, I think it's a perfect fight for President Trump right now. I mean, look, I mean, Elizabeth Warren to me has had a tenured time in the U.S. Senate. She's done some things back there, but look, she's got a troubled past. You know, there's a lot of media out there that challenges her continuously. I failed to see, you know, some of the real initiatives that Senator Warren's going to bring forward, and I really haven't seen the efficacy up there. So from President Trump's standpoint, I think it's going to be a decent race, and I think one what the Republicans will welcome gladly to debate her and on the national stage.
Elizabeth Warren has come out with a policy for everything, mm-hmm. and you can see that continuing. I remember famously, and have referred to this many times over the years on this program, that Jan Jones, when she ran for governor, had a policy for everything, and I read them, her mom read them, and I think that was about it. So how much does all that policy writing really affect the general public versus that 30-second commercial?
Excellent question. I think that all of the planning and the plans affect the people within the bubble more than they affect the general public in terms of election and electability, because I think the general public will look at one particular piece of it, but not the whole thing in total. And my fear is each one of those is pretty expensive. And she has a plan for taxing the rich to pay for each one of those. Pretty soon, you run out of rich.
But hang on now. Let's talk about that for a second.
I knew you would go there.
Because there is no taxing the rich. There's only taxing the middle class. The poor you cannot tax. The rich will find ways to avoid the taxes, either by their accountants doing it in this country or moving the money abroad. So you are really, and I had a disagreement with Senator Reid over this on the program back in June, you really, it's the middle class where the money is, as they say.
You and I agree. Imagine that.
I'm not shocked at that.
The point of her plans is we're going to tax the 1%, and we're going to do, you know, a wealth tax, and we're going to tax corporate transfers, and we're going to tax this thing and that thing and this thing. And the plans all encompass the rich, and I'm going to put that in big air quotes, because that's it's what Carol Vallardo used to say, don't tax you, don't tax me, tax the fellow behind the tree. The fellow behind the tree in her plans is that 1% ethereal rich. I get it, that it's the middle class who gets taxed. It's me and it's thee.
So, Alex, you have a buffet of things to respond to.
So the first thing is, you know, to my benefit, maybe not so much to his benefit, I'm sitting next to an elected official. I think if you look at the challenges here in Washoe County, I look at the HAMS campus as an example, which is much needed to address mental health services for some of our most vulnerable in this community. I know the commissioners oftentimes ask, how are you going to pay for it? Mm-hmm. And so those are responsible questions, those are reasonable questions, but I think that part of what you do as a president is you set a big, bold agenda. And then later you do fill in a lot of the pieces when you start working with stakeholders. We're all aware of the legislative process where you set forth principles. And so I think that the thing that I look at a lot of her plans are the principles that she's setting forth, which I think are important. And secondly, we're discussing her plans and how that will relate to the current president in office. This is the president who, if you believe public reporting, wanted to deploy a nuclear weapon against a hurricane off the coast of Africa. This is the same guy who recently discussed building a border wall that would have flesh-piercing spikes at top with a moat with alligators and snakes. And so maybe as a Republican, you can rest solace in knowing that the best thing he's been able to do is hire good staff. But the fact is that the chief executive, the decision maker, fundamentally is unstable. We look at what's currently going on, the situation in Turkey, where in quick order they're heading into Syria to attack the Kurds, which a lot of analysts predicted would happen. And so I think that his decision making is very troubling. And I think that's the contrast between he and Senator Elizabeth Warren as commander in chief, someone who makes decisions on a day-to-day basis. Who do you trust? And I don't see at this point how the president has installed trust in anyone. Maybe you can trust his staff, but you can't trust him.
Cheryl?
That doesn't answer the question of how you pay for it all, though. Grand plans, absolutely, and definitely key points of principle. How do you pay for it? How do you make the rubber meet the road, to use a trucking metaphor?
You know, and I think that's a, you know, again, I think that's an honest question. But again, if you look at the biggest debates that we've always had in this country, we've always had people bring up very serious, very reasonable questions. I think about abolition as an example. Well, how are we going to do this? How are we going to integrate African Americans into the community where they've never been citizens, right? And there's always challenges and there's always frustrations along the way. But I think that setting forth principles, as you do when you talk about legislation, and ensuring that you get stakeholders is a very complicated process. But I think I think she's the person to lead.
Yeah, and I think, no, you know, I don't think anybody's just debating foreign policy, but I think the one thing that Senator Warren lacks is a connection to middle America. She just does not have that connection that you've seen out of President Trump. President Trump has spoken to the middle class. He works in the Midwest and throughout the country, and he connects to people. Senator Warren has failed to do that right out the gate, and really does not have that connection to the base that she may think she has on the East Coast, and her policies are very specific to those that are on the East Coast. I don't think she really relates to the entire United States, and I think that's her disconnect.
Okay, so a couple of things here. One is that because she decided to stay away from these big money fundraisers after moving a huge chunk of money from her Senate campaign to her presidential campaign, because that's what's funding all of this, she is now spending a ton of time on the ground taking selfies with people, literally thousands across the country. So I think that she is doing her best to relate to people on a one-to-one level that I've never really seen another candidate do.
Absolutely, and I mean, instead of spending call time calling big donors, she makes a point to call a lot of small dollar donors and really developing those connections. And I mean, I think that if we look back at recent elections, if we look at 2018, the decision was made. Who do we want to lead on the important issues moving this country forward, such as healthcare? And I think that across the country, especially here in Nevada, that voters decided they wanted Democrats in those positions. And so you look at the Midwest, well, I think that we have an expanding Western front. I think that if you look at states like Arizona and other states in the West, I think that we're going to expand the footprint a little bit. You look at some public polling, and I know it's always been a dream, but I think you look at Texas becoming potentially more competitive. You look at the South with Georgia. And so I think that the pathway is certainly there for the Democratic nominee and for Elizabeth Warren as well, because I think this president has time and time again been unsound, unprincipled, and frankly, weak on leadership. You look at health care, he's been completely absent from the conversation.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with our final thoughts after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation for about a minute and a half now with Bob Lucy, Alex Goff, and Cheryl Blomstrom. Cheryl, one of the things I wanted to throw out here, because Alex made a lot of salient points, but I think that what a lot of Democrats miss, and the media misses, is that Donald Trump has a sense of humor. And that when he's talking about alligators in moats, he's kidding.
I think that may be true. I don't always get his humor either, though. And I will not sit here and defend Donald Trump. I'm not a Republican, and he's not my guy. And I have one other additional point, too. Since Alex said he's endorsing Senator Warren, women live longer than men. So if you're talking about being able to do the job, she's a woman.
Bob?
You know, I got to say, that is the one thing that you miss. I think he is a very personal man, and I mean, he humanizes himself many times over with individuals, and people miss that and really want to, I think, are very critical and hypercritical of him sometimes on some of the things he says. So I think you got to take it with a grain of salt.
And you know, to point out something interesting, because Senator Reid has a letter from Donald Trump on his wall in his office, a thank you and a congratulations to him from Donald Trump. And Harry Reid also is a very funny guy. He has one of the driest senses of humor, and nobody gets that he's trying to be funny. And I think that that's a combination between Donald Trump and Harry Reid that I don't think anybody else is going to draw. But they both have senses of humor that people don't get.
I think we have a lot of elected officials, such as the commissioner sitting next to me, who are effective in their roles and are members of the Republican Party. And I just don't understand why they associate themselves with this clown.
All right. And I think that's where we need to leave it. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Finish. Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Everywhere is Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.